right, with head coach Bill Belichick, time for our plays of the week against the Buffalo Bills last Sunday, Bill.
Well, this is a big fourth down stop for us. Here, Buffalo had driven the ball down the field, fourth down and two, and they're in a 2x2 formation here. And really, I think the guy they want to go to on this is Clay with on an option route. And we're in double coverage here. You can see Taylor looking down to this side, and that part of the pattern looks like it's taken away. And Dietrich Wise does a nice job here on the rush and kind of pushes Taylor back this way. And so here, this is Rowe, Malcolm Butler, and Chung. This is Chung coming out of the line to take McCoy on this kind of wide to angle route. So really good job here defensively of matching up on the receivers. And then Devin McCourty does an excellent job right here. He knows where the first down marker is, so he's kind of got his eye on on Taylor in case he scrambles to make the play on him, but also wants to give some body position and presence here to the receivers that he can throw to pick up the first down. So really a nice experienced, instinctive play by Devin. And then Marquise Flowers does a good job here running Taylor down. He stays in front of him, keeps his feet, plays a good discipline there, and is able to make the stop on fourth and two. So that was a big play for us.
Yeah, speed with Flowers and a lot of speed leading to negative plays defensively in that game.
Right, this is the same play here from the end zone. So there's Clay coming over on the shift, and we saw the double coverage talked about over here. You can see the Taylor's definitely looking to this side. And then as he gets flushed out here, as Trey Flowers comes up the middle, Marquise comes off the block there by Mills, kind of tracks him down. Here's Devin keeping his eye on the quarterback, but also looking to help on any scramble receiver there in the end zone. Good matchup coverage there by Malcolm and Chung there on the goal line. Big stop for us there. Saved some points. And another big play here in the third quarter was on this bootleg play. So what happens on this is Taylor fakes to McCoy going this way. He bootlegs back out here. This is an over route by the backside receiver. But the key guy on this play, again, is Clay. And Clay's going to come in here, bang the end. And really the route that he's going to try to run is this route, is a throwback route down the sideline here into this open space. And so you can see what happens here is when Taylor comes out, there's the space right there that Clay is going to come into. But Ricky Jean Francois makes a very good play here. This is what an experienced lineman will do. You never pass up a receiver that's running fast. So he does a good job here of hitting Clay and keeping him from getting down into that space there. And you can see Taylor stops, pulls up, and is looking to throw back, and there's no receiver. So now he's in trouble here with Malcolm and Lawrence Guy. Chung, in the meantime, here does a nice job of taking the over route, coming from the backside, and there's the sack there of Malcolm Brown as Taylor tries to bolt down. Malcolm, you know, shows his athleticism out there in the open field and grabs him. So we'll see the same play from the end zone, but it's kind of an unusual play, a little bit of a gadget play of trying to roll out and then send the tight end all the way back down the sideline on the other side of the field. You can see when Ricky Jean pulls out of this, and he is, again, very aware and instinctive to see Clay on the crossing route, hit him. Again, that forces Taylor to kind of now have to figure out, okay, what's the next move here? And then Guy and Malcolm are right there to make the play. So even though Malcolm gets the credit for this one in the stat sheet, big assist on this one to Francois.
That's 2 good weeks for Ricky Jean since coming back.
Yeah, he's definitely helped us in there, giving us some good solid plays on the interior part of the line. Then, you know, 3rd and 11, this was a key play for us too. 3rd and 11, we run the screen pass here, and we come over in motion into this 3x1 formation, and the Bills are in a what we kind of call a box call, so they're 4-on-3 over here. So these three receivers are being covered by these four defenders in this kind of box, and the pattern sort of ties up those guys. And then the screen comes over here to Dion on the backside, and so the blocking really is to get the linebacker, and that's David Andrews coming out here getting on the cover linebacker. And then This is really a good play here by Shaq and Nate Solder. We'll see it from the end zone as they come in and pick off Hughes. And then Deion does a good job of running and finishing the play for the touchdown.
Early in the game, Brown makes a tackle when he was unblocked on a screen going the other way.
Right. And this is really a heads up play here by Solder. When Hughes comes around on the game, he sees the throw. And you know, normally what would happen is Nate would pass protect and either cut Hughes or block him here at the end, and then we'd screen over him and try to run away from him. But here, when Hughes comes inside, Nate kind of has the presence to follow him. And then when Hughes peels back, Nate hits him. Shaq comes over and finishes him off and knocks him down. The key block, really, to get this started is, as Humber's coming over, and he has Deion in man-to-man coverage, is David Andrews is able to get out there and get on him and run him past. So that gets us started. Solder and Shaq get Hughes here. And so Deion runs off of Hyde here and gets to the end zone. And then we have the kind of at the end of the play here, this is Poyer coming over and trying to strip the ball right on the goal line. You can see this is very, very good ball security there by Deion. He's got the ball tucked away, got it covered up, and Hoyer's trying to strip at it right there on the goal line, as he should. This is a good play by the defensive back, but good ball security by Deion. Gets it in for the touchdown.
Something you guys work on relentlessly.
Got to take care of that ball. The final play we have is a blitz from the secondary. So this is Malcolm Butler coming from the top side on the defensive left, and Eric Rowe coming from the right side over the slot. And so they're going to blitz in from the outside and kind of pinch off the formation, pinch off the quarterback. Of course, meanwhile, that leaves everybody else here in man-to-man coverage on the two receivers here, on Clay here, and up here at the top with Daron Harmon. Jordan Richards has McCoy in coverage here. When McCoy blocks or actually kind of tackles Eric Rowe there, I think they might have missed one on that. But that frees up Jordan Richards, and he's kind of in that in the lane there where Clay's coming over, and I think that's where Taylor's originally looking. But by taking that away, now quarterback has to scramble, and the rush is able to get him, and you know this ends up being a big third down stop for us and give the ball back to the offense a good field position. So we'll look at the same play from the end zone, and you can see how it looks here from the quarterback's point of view. Clay goes across in motion. Chung's got him. Richards is on McCoy. McCoy blocks, Rowe. Again, that frees up Richards right there in the passing lane with Clay. Here comes Malcolm off the edge. Good pressure from Trey Flowers up inside. And Malcolm, once again, Malcolm's really got a good knack for this. Strips the ball off of Taylor. You can see it's loose right there and bounces back to him. But good edge pressure here. Nice job by Trey. Good coverage. And in a big third down stop here.
You get the sack from Malcolm and the strip. All 11 defenders, as we see, involved in the play. And you guys pull away to the convincing win over the Bills. Congratulations. Plays of the week.